You know, it's been talked about before. It's a tragic thing that happened, major accident. Everybody has their beliefs on what happened, what should have happened, and, you know, make of it what they want to. But the guy went through a tough thing. You know, it was a tough situation to be in. And so when I've talked to him, we've talked more about where he is from a mental standpoint, and texting back and forth, and just let him know that we're here for him, and whatever he needs, that we're here for him. And his response has been, you know, Coach, I'm good. I'm going to get myself right, and then I'll be back. So that's kind of where it stands. I don't know any more than what you guys know as far as from that standpoint. Most of my conversations with him has been about things other than football.
Do you have any idea when you know, when to expect him? I mean, how do you sort of look at that? I mean, just
no.
Move forward and not expect him?
Yeah, there's no way. Everybody that they're guessing if they, you know, nobody knows right now. He texted me just this morning and told me he's good today. And I kind of keep up with him like that every day or every other day. Just shoot something at him with a text. And again, it's all usually about something other than football. And talk about we miss him in meetings and busting his chops in meetings. And we kind of laugh about it. And that's kind of where it goes. And I don't know any more than that.
How do you balance? I mean, I'm sure a lot of people in this building want to know how he's doing. And you're having these conversations with him. And I'm sure some of them are private. How do you balance sort of that confidentiality maybe that you have as a player-coach relationship with your responsibility to tell the organization?
Yeah, Jerry and I talk almost daily, you know, when I talk to him. But you know, if he asks me not to talk about it, I don't talk about it, you know. But we don't really get into that, you know, anything that it's not – that's not anything that everyone knows, you know. It's just – I just want to know where he is, from an emotional and, you know, mental standpoint. And we've told him, everybody in this building has told him we're here for him. Whatever you need, you can, you know, just let us know how we can help. And so that's been the conversation. And there's really not much more to it than that, you know, other than he shoots me a funny text every so often. I'll shoot one back at him, you know, and then we... You know, some of the guys have talked to him, I think, and texted him about the meetings, and, you know, we have some laughs, and he's not here to defend himself when we bust his chops, and so we laugh about that. But it's, you know, it's that kind of conversation.
Does your approach have to be, he's not here, I don't know when he's coming, so I've got to make, or almost react like, you know, I have to get by without him?
That's how we've, you know, we've talked about it in our room as far as the defensive line room, and that's kind of been how it is. We're going on, and he'll be here when he'll be here, and those other guys have a great opportunity, and we've moved on from that.
Do you? You talked in the spring. I know you were sending him stuff, so he's not as far behind maybe on the defense. Are you at that point now where you're doing that, or?
I haven't lately. Camp? We've discussed a little bit of that, but I haven't been sending him a lot of stuff yet. You know, and he's got, you know. Up until the accident happened, he's got most everything in front of him, and so when the time comes, then we'll get on it, and I'll spend day and night doing that and getting him ready to go.
You get the sense he misses being here?
Oh, there's no question. Yeah.
Do you know the extent of his injury and whether he'll still be as effective as he once was?
I don't really know anymore that's been printed, you know, and I told him that, you know, we'll just tie one hand behind his back and because he's that kind of player, you know, and so we joke about it a little bit, you know, like that. But, you know, I don't know anything more than you guys know as far as the extent of the injury.
Were you expecting him to have a big year based on his experience and health?
Oh, yeah, you know, he's been an outstanding player. When he's been healthy, he's been as good as there is in the league, and so, you know, we were all looking forward to that. But, hey, it was a crazy thing that happened. But it happened. It was an accident, a horrible accident, life-changing experience. So we're going to move on from there and make the best of it.
How do you sort of plan moving forward? Do you have to almost plan as if he's not going to be here? And then if or when he does, then you alter it at that point?
That's right now is what we're doing as far as a group and everyone. You know, we are all pulling for him in that room. Everyone in there is very close and stay in touch, you know, with each other. And so we're all pulling for him to be back. But right now we got a job to do, and that's what we're doing.
So how do you see filling that right defensive end spot in your mind? How do you see that working at this point so far? You've seen
the situation right now as far as defensive ends. We've got a group of defensive ends that's defensive ends have come in here in the right frame of mind. And I really feel good about the rotation. You know, right, left, starter, non-starter. We've got a good group, and we're going to keep building every day and stacking successes. We've talked about it. You know, the young guys are coming in and doing what we ask them to do, and I like where we are, you know, as far as, you know, now preseason games will tell us where we stack up as far as against other offenses. But I like where we are going into, you know, this practice here Saturday and then going to Cincinnati next week, and we'll see where we stand.
Have you had to tweak the defense because he's not here? Because obviously he can do things that other people can't do.
No, not necessarily. We got, you know, Spags has got his package that we're putting in, and we're putting it in the best we can, and we're going to continue to tweak it and adjust it just like we would if he was here or he's not here. So, you know, we haven't changed very much.
Have any of those defensive ends kind of jumped out at you here early?
One that, it, you know, in certain areas they've all jumped out. You know, I really like where Robert Ayers has come in from a mental standpoint. Kerry Wynn, you know, when he got his opportunity, he made the most of it as far as production. You know, he shows that Kerry Wynn, when the pads come on, he's a different player than when the pads are not on. And I've coached players like that.
Is off to a good start.
Yeah, he's a strong young player, and they all do some things that the other ones don't. You know, we got to get him in better condition, but. You know, he shows some good things. He's a strong kid, wants to do what you ask him to do. DeMontre has come in and done some good things. They all can do, you know, I said that earlier, they all have something that they can do that maybe somebody else doesn't do. So the group of defensive ends, I like where they are. George Selvey is a professional, hardworking, every day shows up, does what you ask him to do, and that bleeds through that whole room.
Did Hankins show you enough as a pass rusher last year to maybe put him in on some passing downs?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he kind of started showing up a year ago that, you know, he was, you know, when we get in one-on-one pass rush, you know, he was doing some good things. And, you know, he got his opportunity and took advantage of him. So, yeah, if he's producing, he's definitely going to be in there. So he's going to have that opportunity to get in there in some rush situations.
You guys have usually put – You know, that NASCAR package. And
yeah.
It'll put four defensive ends on the field. You know, that can weaken the run defense, though, too.
It does. But, that, you know, a lot of that will be controlled by down and distance. You know, if it's a truly long yardage situation, you know, Jonathan probably won't be in there just because of what you may see. But he'll be in there and he'll have his opportunities.
We haven't seen that a lot of guys moving, like, you know, the defensive ends moving inside at this point. Is that just because it's early, or is it just you want to see what the defensive tackles can do in those spots? Or
both. Yeah, it's early, and, you know, we've given some of those other guys some opportunities. But we'll continue to tweak that and look at it and give everybody a shot.
Have you seen any early indication you'll be better against the run?
You know, it's hard to tell. You get in real games. You know, that's when it's told. When real bullets are fired is when you can find out. I know we challenged them. We challenged them coming here. We got to be able to stop the run better than we did last year. And I like where we are as far as Hankins is coming here in a great frame of mind. I can't say anything. You know, I can't say enough positive things about where he is. Marcus Kuhn has come in and just, you know, ready to give himself a shot. And then Jay Bromley, you know, the one thing I love about coaching Jay is when you give him something to work on, he works on it every day. He tries to correct it as you talk to him each day, each practice. And you know, Kendrick Ellis, you know, they've got the opportunity in front of him. So we'll see when the real bullets are fired.
Marcus is really getting an opportunity here. You know, he's mm-hmm. siding him at the ones. You see him getting some days there. What is it that you see that is giving him that opportunity?
Well, he's got himself in that position. You know, Marcus, you know, didn't have a lot of production last year, but he still did some things that caused production, you know. And there's a lot of those times those defensive tackles, you know, there's hidden productivity, and he did some of that. Now, there's also some times he's got to make some plays that he should have made, you know. And so that's the thing that we talked about in the offseason, he and I did, and that's the thing he's got to improve on. And He's got himself ready to have that opportunity when we going into preseason.
What's different from him now than last year?
He's continuously. I just You know, foot quickness, I think he's continuously worked on that, and, you know, his agility inside, his balance, and he seems to be further along than he's ever been, you know, with the foot speed and his quickness. And Marcus is another one. You give him something to work on, and he'll work on it over and over and over. And, you know, he's a lot of fun to coach.